From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Peter Sagal. This week, it's the best of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, remembering, of course, that best is a relative term. There has to be a best of everything, right? Best felony conviction, best painful rash. So, keeping that principle firmly in mind, let's press on. Some of our listeners have been known to believe that the talking heads of today's media are trying to pull a fast one on them. Once a week, well, at least once a week, they're right when we play Bluff the Listener. Here's a particularly scary example. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our games on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Elaine Zamonsky from Dayton, Ohio.
Hey, Dayton. We know Dayton was one of the first places we went to do our show in front of an audience. How are things there?
Oh, it's good. You know, we're dry and the weather's beautiful, so can't complain.
And especially this week, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, Elaine, welcome to our show. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Elaine's topic?
Frankenfood. Yeah.
You just scared Elaine off.
Yeah. Forget genetic engineered crops or flash freezing. This week, we heard about a new way that science has found to change the way we eat, and it is creepy. Our panelists have three stories of new food from the lab. Only one of them is really going to appear in your grocer's freezer. Pick the true story from the fakes. You'll win Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Okay.
All right. Your first story about a frightening new form of foodstuff comes from Moraka.
With the popularity of high-protein snacks on the rise, General Mills has unveiled Carathin, an energy bar rich in the fibrous protein keratin, found conveniently enough in fingernail clippings and calluses. The crunchy materials, which are combined with oatmeal nuts in a creamy nougat, are being collected from Minneapolis nail salons and from individuals who spend a lot of time on their feet. Hygiene, of course, is a concern, says company spokeswoman Carol Bagnoli, quote, "General Mills is committed to only using the cleanest calluses peeled off the feet of construction workers and waitresses." When asked about the taboo that some Americans place against eating parts of their neighbors, Bagnoli shot back, quote, "Let's just say that General Mills is proud to put the can in cannibalism."
Biting your nails, given a whole new twist. Your next story of science remaking food comes from Kiri O'Connor.
You had to know this day would arrive. That most precious food, breast milk, now comes in flavors. A Denver candy company has developed a line of chewable candies, chewable by mom, that is, called Yummy Mommy, that turn mother's milk into chocolate, citrus, vanilla, or kiwi flavorings. The point is to get mamas to nurse past 3 months when babies develop flavor tastes, said a company spokesman. So far, girl infants show a marked preference for chocolate breast milk. Boys show no preference. And no, you can't have a different flavor for right and left.
So, flavored breast milk from Kiri O'Connor. Elaine, we can go on and hear Roy's, or you can just hang up the phone and try to forget the whole thing. What do you think?
Here, but go on.
All right, we're going to go on. Your next story of truly freaky food comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
Daniel Fletcher of the Department of Poultry Science at the University of Georgia says he can turn dark meat of chicken into white. So, who asked him to? Well, it seems that the mass American chicken eating market is so drastically breast-centric these days that most of our drumsticks and thighs are good only for export. So Fletcher has come up with a process whereby dark meat is ground up until it's all slushy and then spun at high speed in a centrifuge until the darkness separates out. The resultant pale glop can be molded into so-called chicken nuggets and faux breast patties and frozen and fried right away in that form in large quantities. But if you were to take a chunk of it home and let it thaw, it would melt into a puddle.
Oh, that's gross.
It's gross.
Elaine, this is your menu of appetizing choices. From Morocco, Carathin, the tasty snack made from fingernail clippings. From Kiri O'Connor, Yummy Mommy, a way to flavor your own breast milk. Or from Roy Blunt Jr., a process that turns dark meat into white of chicken, of course. Which of these is the true story of a food processing venture we wish nobody had ever thought of?
Okay, well, okay, the Carathin, Mo, I love you, but I just don't see it.
Oh, gosh.
All right. As a former lactator, I know that the whole flavored milk thing was up for always debate. We always were like, can we eat garlic or not? I think I'm going to go. I know when I was little, I hated dark chicken meat. I thought it was deformed. So I think I'm going to go with the white breast chicken meat thing.
Well, can I just ask quickly before you reveal it, if flavored breast milk doesn't exist, then where does that quick rabbit strawberry milk come from? I mean, I always assumed. I still drink it.
All right, your choice, for what sounds to me like good reasons, is Roy Blunt's story of the process that turns dark meat into white. All right, for the correct answer, we actually spoke to the researcher behind this remarkable idea.
Basically, we chop the dark meat up into a slurry, and then we use some pH modification and centrifugation to separate them. And then once we separate, we can concentrate the protein down and then use that in a wider variety of products.
The word slurry just makes everything taste better.
That was Daniel Fletcher of the University of Georgia's Department of Poultry Science, talking, of course, about his new method to convert dark meat into white. Congratulations, Elaine. You got it right. Thank God, may
right.
I say.
Right. Thank you.
You have, in fact, won our prize. You picked the correct answer, of course, Roy's story. You've won our prize, Carol's voice on your home answering machine.
Awesome. I'm so excited.
That's great. Well, we're excited for you. Thank you so much.
Hey, everyone's talking about chicken. Chicken's a popular bird. Anywhere you go, you're bound to find a chicken eat nothing but a bird. Some folks call it a fowl. That's the story I heard. But let them call it this and let them call it that. A chicken ain't nothing but a bird.